Did you know only 9% of construction business owners make more than $200,000 a year? We believe your business should make your life better. We work with construction business owners to systemize their cash flow, workflow, and crew so they can become involved but not required. Have a listen to our podcast if you want to be in control of your business and your life. If you want to get there faster, go to involvedbutnotrequired.com.
Guys, one of the questions I get a lot is, don't you feel bad about using offshore staff when there's people in my local economy who could be having a job? No, not at all. I'm going to tell you a story about the very first estimator I hired offshore. A guy named Kiet, and he lived in Vietnam. Kiet has a PhD in civil engineering. Now, Kiet was a lecturer, senior lecturer at Ho Chi Minh City International University. He was paid as, you know, Vietnam's communist country, all universities controlled by the state. He was paid by the state, and he got $150 a month. Now, this is a guy who's gone and done years of university to get his bachelor degree, and then gone and got his master's degree, then his PhD, and he's a lecturer teaching the next generation of people in his country, in Vietnam, to grow up to do the things that make themselves better, to become a civil engineer in this case. And he was earning $150 a month. When he started working for us, he worked full-time, 45 hours a week, and we paid him $600 a month for that. That's $7,200 a year. It was 10, 11 grand Australian, right? Not a lot of money to us, but it was four times as much as he was already earning. He kept lecturing. He just took away the stuff that he didn't enjoy doing anymore, the marking, the grading, the setting papers. He actually hired, from the money we paid him, an administrative assistant from his student base to help him with all of that stuff that he didn't enjoy. So his income went up fivefold, from 150 to 750 total US a month. Now for him, that was life-changing, absolutely life-changing. He sent me an email that I still keep. Dear Mr. Craig, thank you so much. I wanted to send you this photo. In the photo where he's three kids, he's got four now, but at the time there were three kids, all dressed in these white shirts with blue ties, and the girls had the little freaking, I don't know, blue tie thing that girls wear on school uniforms, saying, my kids are now able to go to the best university in Ho Chi Minh City. Thank you so much, Mr. Craig. It's because of you. Now, that still sends shivers down my spine. For, what, 11 grand Australian a year, we changed his life, and we changed the future of those three kids. They were able to go to the best school available to them because we engaged their dad to work for us for 11 grand Australian a year. Now, over time with bonuses, because we incentivize all of our virtual estimators on two things, accuracy and quantity, so how many dollars you're quoting and how accurate are you. Kiet earns roughly, you know, between 20 and 24,000 Australian a year. All right. Over time, he sent me more emails about when his parents stopped working. They lived as a family unit. His parents lived with them. Dear Mr. Craig, thank you so much. My parents don't have to work anymore. And his wife got to stop working. Now, another Dear Mr. Craig email. We have changed that family's life in the most incredible way. And it's cost us 24 grand a year. We've got the most dedicated employee. We had another one in Serbia. She said, look, I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to stop working for 6 weeks because I have to have a baby. We gave her 6 months paid maternity leave. For us, it wasn't much. You know, it was paid at the $600 base rate, so it cost us, what, $5,500 Australian dollars? Just rusted on to us forever. Those are the sort of things that you dream of being able to do. You know, we'd love to be able to give paid maternity leave for 6 months to employees, but it's just such a big cost. We can do that with virtual staff. And you want to say, but don't you feel bad because you didn't change the life of an Australian? What, because we won the lottery of life and were born in this country? We're already blessed with so, so many things. If things go pear-shaped, you can still go on the dole. You've got universal healthcare. You know, you don't have to live on the street if you choose not to. These guys don't have those opportunities. They are smart, ambitious, well-educated, and just aren't living in Australia. Do I feel bad about hiring them? Not even close. I am awed that I'm given the opportunity to hire those people and make a difference in their lives like I did with Kiet and his kids. hope that answers my position on it, guys.
We believe your business should make your life better.